Hello all, and welcome to 620 Patio, and this is Sex and Sexuality. We are going to roll off with a song, and we will be right back on.
My love, love's going to leave.
Wait until you hear this next song. I'm going to play another song right after this. We have a couple technical difficulties, but it'll be okay. If anybody can guess the name of this song, I will send you a prize.
Ooh. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, The Pulse.
Let's go back to my room. Thank you.
Welcome to Tip Radio. That's right, everybody. Boom, 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 boy. Boom. I had to play that song, and we'll talk about that here in a minute.
Oh.
But, yeah, welcome to 620 Patio, presented by The Pulse.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. How you doing tonight with my hostess with the mostest?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm Lucky Me.
And I'm Shane TBG.
Yay. You're so cute.
Yeah. Oh, lucky over there. Thank you. Hey, let's start off by announcing this is Sex and Sexuality Part 3.
And the final
episode.
Yeah, final episode of the series.
For now. Yeah, because this can be talked about.
Forever.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff. So we're going to do something a little different next week. We are going to do a listener request.
Mm-hmm.
And this listener request is?
It was from The Old Man, The Old Man Podcast. And he would like to know some information about partnerships and growing together instead of apart, and how to stay happy in your partnership. So we're going to see what we could put together for next week for the old man. So,
I think it'll be a good one.
Yeah.
Hey, let's welcome to the panel. First of all, let's welcome Brett from The Pulse, Alaska. How you doing, Brett?
I'm going to make it. I'm
going to make it. Yay.
That's a good thing.
It's been a rough day, but I'm getting better.
Right?
It's all right. We're going to make it through the night one way or the other.
Good deal.
Susie's been taking care of me.
Bella.
So, yeah.
Welcome,
she's
Bella.
Been taking care of me.
Welcome,
so
Russell.
I'm much better.
Good. Yeah. When we heard you could keep coffee down, we're like, he'll make it.
Yeah, he'll make it for sure. For sure. So how's everyone doing tonight? And other than that, Scott, let's welcome Scott. Benson Scott.
Howdy.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right.
Yay.
Good deal. We haven't talked today, but I did see you got a little package. We're not going to get off.
Yeah, I got round stuff.
Don't be talking about Scott's package on
here. Yeah, he's got a little package.
What do you mean? He got his rim job today. He's all happy.
and as always, I want to welcome Miss Susie, the executive producer.
Yay,
how you doing?
Susan.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, you ready to do a little boom boom?
If there's too much background noise for me, let me know.
It's a little loud, Susie.
Is it?
How's mine? Am I good?
Yeah, we were playing with the
Okay.
Well, see, I'm driving the big yellow limousine at the moment. Okay. So I may stay muted most of the time. And okay. So I've got it part. So.
Okay. Yeah,
no I don't problem. Have my I don't have my board, so I can't yet. So
yeah.
I can't adjust you. But you're fine.
Yeah.
You're welcome to chime in anytime.
Chime in anytime.
And I want to also welcome Miss Tick Radio. Hello, Monica. How are you?
Hello. Latin, very good. Thank Latin you. Lover. Thank you for having me.
Latina lover.
Yeah.
Let me send you love to Brett. I know you're not feeling good, but I hope you feel better. Susie, Scott, Shane, Cindy, thank you for having me.
Oh, we're glad you're welcome. Here. Glad
anybody
you're
else
here.
Wants to jump on the panel, they can, but just let's keep it the mic down to a minimum, Miss Susie. Just kidding. So tonight's episode, Sex and Sexuality, Part 3.
Yes.
Yes, is about?
Well, we didn't get into positions the last time we talked.
Oh.
And I also dug up some information on fetishes.
Oh.
And I thought it would be fun to discuss like rites of passage in different cultures.
Right.
So I think between all of that, we've got a lot to talk about.
Okay. Okay. Lots I got one more thing to talk about. Did you look up there? Does everybody look at the top of the page there in Podbean Land? And if you don't know, out there in the
download land,
by the way, you can get that anywhere you want now, all your favorite apps. We got a little bronze cube up there.
Yay!
Look at that. That's sweet.
We achieved our thank bronze medal.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Yes, thank you all.
Congratulations, out guys.
There. Yeah, we have the Philippines now, Sweden, Australia, Germany, Canada, Mexico, UK, and of course the United States. Plus, I think we picked up some, I don't have it written down. But anyway, thank you guys for listening out there and downloading.
We have a new listener.
And awesome.
Torres.
Hey, hello, Torres. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
I'm trying to read that language there that Scott put, but that's okay. All right, let's move on with that topic we had.
Yes.
Sorry for interrupting.
No, that's okay.
I just had to put it out there. I thought it was nice.
That is very cool. Oh, I'm echoing.
No,
why
it's
am I
me.
Echoing? Oh,
got it.
Don't do that.
Taken care of.
Okay. So sometimes sex can be used in ritual settings.
Yeah.
So I didn't get a lot on that one just because there are some countries or cultures that do quite a bit, and honestly, I couldn't pronounce half of this stuff.
Right.
So, you know, I recommend that if you are very interested, there are cultural rituals that you can find all over the internet. Some of the more I don't want to say talked about because it wasn't a talk. It was information that I found was on like Native American cultures and their rituals that they have. A lot of African cultures and countries, even, you know, some of the, I remember growing up watching, my dad used to watch this show on PBS all the time. And I remember it was about an African culture and they did the discs in their ears.
Yes.
And of course now kids do that all the time, but it represented like wisdom and you know, the bigger the hole or loop.
Right.
You know. So
I
remember that was the first time I saw boobies because a lot of those cultures don't dress.
So how does that relate to the sex thing?
Well, because that was the first time I got to see boobies.
Status.
Oh, yes, okay. But especially on TV,
right,
and it was on PBS of all things. Mm. But it was a documentary, and that's their culture,
right.
But anyway, so a lot of African countries and have a lot of cultural rituals, is what I was saying. Pagan is actually another cultural or religious group.
Right.
Pagans, are they religious or are they just cultural beliefs? But they have a lot of things. And Buddhist and Hindu, a lot of. And they're the ones that brought us the Kama Sutra.
Mm.
And if nobody knows what the Kama Sutra is, it is a book with, I don't know how many positions. I should have looked that up. Sorry, I'm hot. I know you can hear the fan on mine, but I'm actually sweating.
Let me turn the mic down. Are we too loud? Anybody? Scott? Rick?
We're fine. Keep going.
Okay. So and, the Kama Sutra.
Yes, the Kama Sutra. I personally have never read the book. So if anybody has and is willing to share information that's in it, I just know it has a lot of positions in it.
Yeah.
I've
thumbed through it.
You've thumbed through it?
When I was a younger man.
Younger lad.
Yeah, but I can't. You know, there's some weird stuff in there.
There
know?
Is. I mean, there's like...
There's some stuff that I haven't, you know, being 52, haven't tried this had... I'm not gonna lie, I was a little hoe back in the day.
Well,
so
a lot of us were. You know, that was the past.
Did you just say that you fingered through the Kama Sutra book?
Yes, I did. I fingered through it.
Ba-dum-bum.
That's where you learn the you know, the ABCs of
oral sex.
Yeah.
Did that actually work? I mean, they talked about it in, what was it, the apple pie or the, American Pie.
American Pie,
yeah. Movie. Is that how you guys are taught?
Got me through high school.
You
got,
did it?
Exactly. See?
That's funny.
I'm surprised nobody said that.
I think it works because it works.
What was that, Susie?
I'm surprised nobody said Sam Kinison because he had a whole skit on how to eat out a woman. By doing the ABCs,
right.
Sam Kinison, he was a hoot. Anyway, I'll have to look that up because I don't think I've ever seen that skit where he.
I have.
Would be hilarious because I always find him.
But
super
it, that's anyway. Where me and Brett learned it. I probably is not from the Kama Sutra book, but I'm pretty sure it was from Sam
probably
Kinison.
From Sam Kinison. That's funny.
Come on!
So maybe one of these days we might check out the Kama Sutra. But most of the rituals are cultural. There are natural. So natural rituals are the human animal having developed sex rituals from evolutionary instincts for reproduction. Mm. So we have developed our rituals. We've made them fun and exciting, but the really big core of it is reproduction. That's the animal part of our human nature. Yeah. So that's how that came about. But cultural, I read when I was going through, and I can't remember what country it was, but it was customary to have an orgy during the wedding in this country, where the bride is laid out and all of the groomsmen get to
really
have her.
Yeah, thank like you, Queen.
Right after the ceremony.
Yeah.
Oh, it's 200 positions?
Yeah, in the Kama Sutra book.
See,
yeah.
That just seems like a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, they do her at their wedding.
Before the bride? Before
the
groom?
The groom.
Well, you know, I don't know what country that was.
I don't either. I'm glad I don't live there.
Is it in my list?
No, it's not.
Oh,
okay. Well, I know in some Middle Eastern countries, the dad and the brothers get to have the wife before the groom gets
her.
To make sure she's properly taught.
Yes. Isn't that just weird? I just, and I know, Scott. And I apologize. I do apologize to anybody that may download the show that is their culture and that's customary, but I don't understand.
Well,
that.
You don't have
so,
to understand.
Exactly.
I mean,
so
you know,
I
like,
do apologize if I have offended anybody. I didn't intend that. But
I mean, there's rites of passage for all things, like religious people,
yes.
You know, like Jewish people.
Yes.
Their bar mitzvah. That's a 13-year-old for males and 12-year-old for females.
Did you know? I didn't know females did that. I thought it was only
well,
for
it's
males.
Not. I don't. It's not saying they're having sex.
No,
but that's a rite of passage.
Yes.
To puberty.
Yes.
I guess,
the bar mitzvah, and they call it the bat mitzvah.
Right.
It's
right.
Bat mitzvah for the female. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know the female had this ceremony. Mm-hmm. I thought it was strictly for males.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that
it's kind of a rites of passage thing.
Yeah, I think it's so that they can
welcome Jay Baby.
Yeah, welcome, to be accountable.
Scrabble bags. Welcome, Shelby. I didn't even see you up there, girl.
She was a sneaky welcome. Pete. Hi, Shelby. They're accountable for their own actions after this.
Right.
So up until that
right.
this ceremony, is
they're
still a kid and their parents are like, right. oh, your child is do-do-do. But after that,
they're
accountable for their own
that's
thing.
That's for the Jewish. Yeah,
yeah, so and that's a rite of passage that we found. To all you Jewish
people out there, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's cool. I did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't know the girls could do it. So that was something I learned in all of this. So I know Tick is very familiar with one of the other rites of passage, and I'm probably going to say it horribly wrong. So I know and I hope that she corrects me. It's the quinceañera.
Quinceañera.
Which one? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
The quinceañera.
Quinceañera, yes. Uh-huh, quinceañera.
Yes. 15. Yes, and that's for all 15-year-old girls.
Correct. Uh-huh.
And it's quite the celebration.
I guess. Yeah, tell us about
it. Yeah, tell us, Tick, because I think you're prepping for your...
Yes, it's actually when technically, you know, that's how you start being a young lady between the, you know, the 13, 14, 15. I'm actually planning the quinceañera for my daughter. So it's a big thing, you know, it's you bring the family. Certain towns, they do it as a godfather and godmother for the celebration, you know, but depends on the region of Mexico.
Oh, okay.
That's yeah, cool. But then it's like you're presenting the lady to the society. Like if you go to the high society, you're actually presenting, you know, the feminine, you know, the virgin into the society, kind of hidden message. Wow. You know, that's why they do a big celebration, a big, a beautiful dress and all that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now you just explained what I went to. I actually went to one of those in Arizona, and I didn't quite understand what the party was, but now I do. Thank you for that.
Yes. And I think the first dance that's customary for the 15-year-old, the one at the celebration to dance with her father.
Right. And then if the parents are open-minded, they have a chaperon, which is chaperon is the one. Remember I told you that when I was dating, I always go with a third party. Like I couldn't never go alone with a guy. Like if I was going into the movies, I needed to go with a third person. So nothing could happen. Like we wouldn't even kiss or nothing. So they call it chaperon. And chaperon is the one that is going to be on your quinceañera. And he's the one that's supposed to be taking care of, you know, but it's like accepted by the parents.
Exactly.
Okay. And then they can dance with the father.
That's so cool. Well, I hope yours for your daughter goes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You'll get the invitation. It's going to be in Mexico in a golf course. Yes. I'll keep you posted. Awesome. Yes.
Brothers, that's awesome.
That is so cool. That is real. And when is it?
It's going to be January 2025, next year.
Okay.
Make beginning of January. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Never know.
Yep, you never know where where we might end up.
Where our patio will go.
Maybe you'll be in Mexico.
Just never know. Okay.
Yeah, but because it's a lot of, I have to spend a lot of money, you know, because I'm inviting a lot of people. Some people say that it's like a pre-wedding, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's basically incredible.
Yep.
The food is incredible. Yes.
Right. And that's the whole point is you are presenting her as a potential
society. Correct.
Mate. Yes.
Correct.
You know, she is now available to pursue or to court. Obviously, we all hope that she remains, you know, a young lady until marriage, but that's a whole nother topic. But that's what you're doing. She's no longer
correct.
A child. I am presenting her as a woman, and now she can be wooed. So that's kind of That's scary for mama. I know.
It is.
Okay, what other rites of passage do you have?
Well, you know, well, I guess we could talk about the Native American culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they do a vision quest. And they have to go out and spiritual journey into the wilderness, and serves as a period of introspection and connection to the ancestral spirits.
Okay.
So yeah, they fast and pray and form a relationship with the natural world. I guess really what it explains, you know, they have to go out to prove they're a man. And mm-hmm. I think they give them tasks to do.
While they're out there? Yeah. Aren't they, like, don't they have to take a drug or something before they go?
Yeah, there's a little, I know other people know a little bit more about this, but I know they do like a ritual where they go, actually probably seen on Yellowstone.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, to clear your mind and make sure you're a man, you know, they do a thing where peyote's involved mm-hmm. and stuff like
and
that.
And don't they see their, yeah. like their totem or their man, I've never done peyote.
That's one drug I've never tried, but yeah.
Peyote. All I know about peyote is what I saw in Young Guns.
And right. Oh, look at the size of that chicken.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was a blight.
Yeah, I love that one.
Go ahead. What do you got over there, Brad?
Fetishes I knew would be really fun to talk about. Mm. And we have kind of briefly talked about some of these.
Yes.
So if we hit back on a couple of them again, that's not a big deal because we all like to talk about sex. But
nobody wants to talk about it. Isn't that weird?
It's embarrassing. But anyway, so a sexual fetish is when you get sexually aroused, and it could be from an object or just a situation. It's not necessarily by the person.
Right.
It's the event or the mm-hmm. thing you see or, you know, what you're doing. It's not necessarily like, you know, I can look at you and get turned on.
Right.
But it's not about you. It may be about what you're doing. So a fetish is where you get sexually aroused, but it's not necessarily from the person. So typically it's actually a fixation because it's almost obsessive.
Right.
It gets to the point where you need that stimulation
mm-hmm.
in order to get aroused. So that's that line that it can cross over and
right.
You know, if it gets too serious or interrupts your life, you'll need to seek some help or
if it interrupts your spouse's needs as well.
Yes, because if you are into
BDSM or just straight porn.
Or straight porn and your wife is not or your spouse is not. Or your partner,
yeah,
you know, no whatever. Judging. Your partner is not, you know, that could be a situation where you may need to seek some help. But so a fetish is a sexual fixation on a non-living object or a non.
Yes, Jay, baby, getting a tattoo. I know people that are addicted to that.
Yes.
And it does. It feels really good. It does. I agree.
And it's also could be a non-genital part of the body.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Endorphins.
Yes. The object of interest is called the fetish.
Mm-hmm.
The person who has the fetish for that object is a fetishist.
Yes. Mm. Right. A fetishist?
Fetishist. Really? IST. Yes.
I did not know that.
I didn't either until now. So one of, and all of these that we're going to talk about are actually very common. So there are probably way more than what we're going to talk about out there. But so if you have one that we don't, if you don't hear something that you're into and you're willing to share, we are willing to listen. Okay. So one of the first ones is called impact play. And that is in the lines of BDSM, which BDSM stands for bondage.
Yes.
Discipline.
Yes.
Sadism.
Mm-hmm.
Masochism.
Yes.
So bondage is obvious, and it's, you know, where you're tied up, or,
yes,
you know, you can't move,
right,
situation.
Right, right.
Discipline is also, can be considered domination.
Mm-hmm.
Sadism is the submission part.
Yes.
And then masochism is also known as the sexual activity portion. So, right. Impact play can be as simple as just a spanking.
Mm-hmm.
It could be flogging.
Right.
You know, it gets a little bit more into the serious.
Cat and nine tails.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
There's people really into that
stuff. Oh, yeah.
Paddling.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, there's actual rituals with paddling.
I used to get my ass beat at school with a paddle. I don't need none of that in my life.
You got no pleasure out of that at all?
I had no pleasure out of that at all. Although my fourth grade teacher, I think he had got pleasure out of it.
He might have.
He was a little bit fruity, I'm pretty sure.
I had a principal, I think, got pleasure out of it because he even drilled holes in his paddle. So it
was... Right?
See? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But that could lead to a traumatic event in your brain that requires you to be paddled in order to have an
orgasm. Yes, so it could. I don't need to know that.
I'm glad because we don't have any paddles, but I could use the fly swatter, I guess, but not quite the same. And there are other forms of consensual, and that's the key word in all of this, is everything has to be consensual. Striking, so impact play. Spanking can be the first part of BDSM, like an entry port, and that could lead you to more exploration of that whole realm of possibilities.
Right. I tell you what, I got a little story.
You do?
I knew a friend of mine. He was with a girl that was into barbed wire.
Barbed wire.
She wanted tied up with barbed wire.
She wanted
to bleed, so I didn't know if we were going to talk about that.
Not quite barbed wire, but we are going to...
Okay, let's touch on that. I'm sorry.
No, and that's okay. It's sadism and macaroni? I don't know.
Macrame?
So the sadism, as we mentioned, is the submission side. Mm-hmm. So that person typically gets aroused by... by receiving
the
pain. Thank
you, Jan, baby. I think I'll take the, if you want to send us something, I'd rather have the, what is that? The astro, the thing that shines up on the ceiling, the planetary.
Oh, you want me to spank you with that?
No. Oh. I'd rather have that. She wants to send us a paddle.
Hey, I bet it does light up. If it's coming from Jay, baby, it lights up.
I guess it would be okay for a little light tapping.
Yeah. Just not. Because we get it doesn't mean I have to use it on you.
Oh.
You just never know.
He's blushing.
I'm blushing.
Oh my goodness, I didn't know it was possible. He's so cute. His whole head blushes, even up here on top. Oh, he's so sweet. Okay.
That's why I'm the bald guy.
That's why you're the bald guy. So sadism, they get off on receiving the pain. They like to feel the pain.
Right.
So this, was it an ex-girlfriend or a friend's girlfriend?
It was a friend's girlfriend.
Okay. Yes. So not she me. Was the not sadist. Right. She liked to feel pain.
Yeah, yeah.
Now the masochist is the one that gets off inflicting the pain. And you can switch roles. Some people enjoy both.
Right.
You don't have to pick one or the other. You could, obviously not in the same session. That would just be weird. Yeah. But I'll beat you. No, I'll beat you. You know, kind of takes the fun out of it, I guess. So we have talked about role playing. So I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about that. So if you've missed it, you need to download episodes 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
But we have talked about role playing, and it's like playing make-believe for adults. It can be as simple as just a tire change, or it can be like a whole skit kind of thing.
Or it could be,
or
dressing up as furries or mask or...
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
If that's what gets you going,
yep.
Do your thing.
Do your thing.
Yes. Because one of the things about...
Welcome, 86 Bad Luck.
Hi. One of the fetishes is called Stranger. Where, let me find it. Oh, see, and now I'm
out. Oh, you lost. Oh, didn't have time to type it out. She's reading her own handwriting.
I know.
Whoop. Anyway.
Oh, Stranger up. Play.
Yeah.
No names.
Ah.
Okay. No so that can be really exciting, especially if you're single. But if you're married, that's obviously a bit difficult. So one of the situations I thought about was, okay, we go to the bar. I'll sit at the bar. You wait just a little bit. You walk in and pretend like you're a stranger. You don't have to give names.
Right.
Or you could give a different back in the day when I was available, if I didn't like a guy, they'd ask me my name. I would tell them I was Jackie because at the time I drank a lot of Jack and Coke. And so they would, you know, you'd like mingle around the room and somebody'd be like, Jackie, Jackie, Jackie. Well, of course, that's not my name. So I would just ignore the guy and he would eventually go away. But if I told them my real name, then I was interested, you know, so... I just thought that was kind of funny, but yeah. So you could pretend to be somebody else. You could actually have a totally different persona, totally different personality.
Yes.
You know, you can be who you want to be if you're playing Stranger Play.
Hi, Jackie. How are you doing?
So yes, you can be whoever you want to be. You don't, you know, obviously you'll go home together. You could even go get a hotel and just really play it all out like you guys are strangers. Explore each other. You know, don't, you know, you can do things that you have never done before together because you guys are strangers. This is your first time together, you know, so you can really, really experiment and play, play that one up really, really well. So one that I am totally not into, and it actually is a big turnoff for me, but it arouses a lot of people, a foot fetish.
Oh, sorry.
Did that come out? I was married to somebody that had one of those, and it was gross.
My new daughter, one of my new daughters, actually, a guy used to pay her to get pedicures and to take pictures and send to him, just her feet. He didn't post them anywhere. They were strictly just for him, but she got paid pretty well to go get a pedicure. He would tell her what color this week, and she would go get a pedicure and then take pictures of her feet and send it to this guy. And she made a pretty good living off of it. I have never paid attention to her feet, but if she ever wears sandals, I'm going to look because I can't help myself. But yeah, foot fetish.
And there are, no, just check out Brett's OnlyFans.
No, that's the food fetish, not foot.
Oh, the food. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Carne asada this week. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, carne asada this week.
That's your food or thing.
Yeah. Oh. We lost you, Susie.
I think we lost her.
I what said, is that Susie? Food or boob?
Both. Because touché. I can get my burrito on those boobs anytime. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, put food on the boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe, get a twofer.
Yep.
Yes.
Twofer.
Yeah.
Salami sandwich. Perfect.
So the feet, obviously, some people are actually into smelling the feet. And I don't know if any of these other girls have ever experienced this.
You're welcome to pop up on the panel if you like.
But if you are a woman and you wear pantyhose and have your feet in like a leather shoe, it does something to the feet and they smell weird.
Ooh.
It's not a whole, well, my sister-in-law finds it repulsive. I just find it just a weird smell.
What? Yeah, the feet.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I tend to wash my feet after I wear pantyhose and pumps or something. Okay. But there are people that would pay good money for those nylons because the nylons would smell of feet.
even without pantyhose.
Yes. It just something about the leather shoe does something to a woman's feet, and they smell weird.
Probably a chemistry reaction.
It probably is. It's just weird. Anal sex is a fetish. Did you know that?
Yeah, I guess. Not just... There's a lot of fetishes out there.
There is. Yes, but the best thing to do is to be safe.
Yes.
And to be clean.
Definitely.
And start small because it's a very tender spot. Yeah. Don't start with a butt plug right off the bat. Just start with a finger maybe a small anal bead. Make sure it has a string.
I just want everyone to know we are exiting all the way around this house.
We are. We do not anal.
But yeah.
One thing we both agree on. We want you to
be safe out there if you're going to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So one of the things one of the fetishes is enemas. I didn't realize that.
Definitely
was...
lots of lube.
Yes.
You're going to do anal.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's called clismophilia.
Can you say that again?
Clismophilia.
Clismophilia.
Okay. And it is arousal from receiving an enema.
Oh.
So you could use that as part. Could be that
like for a man like hitting the prostate? Because that's very where their G-spot's at.
Very possible. It could blend into role play with the nurse and the doctor situation.
Oh, yeah,
could. It also could be used as the prelim to anal. So then you are clean, or at least cleaner.
Right.
A lot of people use it before anal sex to minimize the mess. Mm-hmm. So that could be why they get arousal from it, because they know anal's coming.
Right.
So.
Okay.
But yeah, clismophilia.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
We're touching on the other side of the spectrum.
Yes. Okay. Definitely. Lingerie is a fetish.
Oh. Yeah, it is, I guess.
They don't make lingerie for men.
I mean, the Sears catalog worked pretty good back in the 1980s. Says you.
I have seen like leather suspendery type devices for men. And of course, there's undies.
Right.
And those kinds of things. But, you know, obviously lingerie is... Scott. Two thong cut Scott.
He put men's lingerie is called a wallet.
you got your clap. So it becomes part of the fetish, and sometimes it actually is needed in order to get the arousal started.
Right.
We don't have that problem because
yeah,
we don't lingerie much around.
No, here, really, you know, it's either naked or with clothes on.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Thankfully, he's not one of those, because it can get expensive buying that stuff.
That lingerie?
Yes. It is not. Good stuff is not cheap.
Here's my point on lingerie. My point is that it's going to be taken off pretty much immediately.
Mm-hmm.
We're not living in some high-rise hotel where Hollywood's filming a little love story with
where you walk around in it all day long.
Yeah, all day long.
Yeah, that's all in the movies, honey.
Yeah, I know. Take it off, whatever. Yeah.
Now, you could leave it on and just take the undies off, you know.
You can, yeah.
But sometimes it's not very comfortable.
Chafes you.
That it stuff, does.
That fake ass.
Kind
of
itchy.
It's got to be made out of silk, I think, if I'm going to enjoy it at all. So
interesting to know.
Okay. I mean, to wear it around, you know, with a t-shirt on, maybe some sexy panties is fine.
Mm-hmm.
All day. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
But to go full blown, here, let's put on all
the
this.
Teddy and the garters. And
garters and the straps and japs and all that. Yeah, whatever. A few high heels could be okay as well, I guess.
I get to save my money.
Yeah. Men's lingerie is called the wallet. Beautiful. That's perfect.
We actually talked about this. Brett and Susie kind of hinted around it. Sensation play.
Yeah.
So Susie had talked about, I think a couple, I'm thinking it was the first episode, where if you deprive one of your senses, it heightens the others, which is why, you know, tying up your hands is so erotic. Blindfold.
Yes.
Can be very erotic. Yep. And if you have somebody blindfolded, if you feed them like strawberries or do like the ice down the body, that kind of thing, that can be very, very, but yeah, the sensual sensation play is considered a fetish.
Yep.
This one I didn't know existed, but orgasm control. And
right, that orgasm is control. Yes,
taking you.
It's called edging.
Yeah, it's taking you to the brink of climax and then stopping it, forcing the stop, and you do it repeatedly, over and over and over again.
And then you have a really nice orgasm.
And then you have a big, huge, big bang at the end. And it finally allow it. And that can be part of the dominance. Submission type of thing too.
It can be.
It can be.
Yeah, or it can just be in the bedroom or whatever.
Right. Voyeurism and exhibitionism kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah.
As I admitted, self-admitted, I'm a voyeur.
Yeah.
I like to see Shay naked. I like to watch him every time he gets naked, whether he knows it or not. So I am a voyeur.
I've noticed that,
yeah.
In the back of my head.
Okay. Not every time. But he is not an exhibitionist. An exhibitionist is somebody that takes pleasure in being watched.
Right.
And might do, and you don't, because you always tell me
to
stop.
We talked about it on, I think, episode 2 or something.
Yeah.
We talked about the girl that always
the girl in the window. Yes.
7 p.m.
She was an exhibitionist every night.
Every night.
Yes. She was an exhibitionist for sure.
Boner in a cup.
How would you say this word?
Oh, you want me to read your handwriting?
Yes. Cuckolding?
Oh, that's cuckolding.
Cuckolding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't do this in our household either. It's where you watch your wife. She's titled the hot wife.
Yeah.
Have sex with another man that is called the bull.
Yes.
Nope. Okay.
All genders can enjoy this, and they can also be the cuck, which is the watcher.
Yes.
They could be the hot wife or be the bull.
Welcome, Paul.
If the woman is the one watching, it's called an at queen.
Welcome back, age 6.
At queen.
A queen?
Yes.
Okay.
If the woman is the watcher.
Well, after my last divorce, I was in a situation, or I was asked to be in a situation like this.
Yes.
And I didn't agree upon it because I just told him, I said, I'm already banging her anyway without you. Why do I need you there?
Because he wanted to watch.
Yeah, he wanted to watch. So
you were already sleeping with his wife.
It wasn't a wife situation. Oh. He thought he had, it was just,
he thought he had a relationship with her. She didn't.
He wanted to watch because he couldn't get it up, but whatever. You know, I mean, each their own.
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
We don't participate in that one in our house. Spectrophilia. It's having fantasies about doing it with a ghost.
A ghost?
Okay.
Or
having
a thing for ghosts. It usually happens while
you're
asleep.
Now that you bring that up, running through some reel or TikTok or something the other day, a couple weeks back, it showed this video of this girl. She was dressed in bed with her boyfriend. she was dressed. I mean, she had panties on and a shirt. And she was just
going through dry every humping.
Yeah. And then it would stop and she'd wake up and slap her boyfriend like he was doing it.
Yeah.
So maybe it does happen.
Maybe it does. It's called spectrophilia.
I don't know.
The succubus.
The succubus
is the female sex ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And the incubus is the male sex ghost.
Right.
Okay.
So that brings a whole new meaning to the rock band incubus. That's Ghostbusters
shit right there.
Yes.
The succubus.
Yes, because the guy Dan Aykroyd, mm-hmm. he had a spectrophilia session.
Oh, yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
He did.
And they actually played it on TV the other night. I was like, what? But anyway, did you see it? Yeah. But yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I think. Did you guys see the new Ghostbusters?
They did.
Oh, okay.
They did. They went.
We're talked about that it tonight.
Tuesday.
After on your show.
But that brings a whole new concept to the name of the band, Incubus.
Huh. Doesn't it, though?
Wow. Throw that
but
out
it's more
there.
Typical. It's more typical. Don't think weird of me.
No.
There's no judgment. Okay. No judgment zone here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more typical of a succubus than an incubus.
Okay.
Yes, I would agree. I think that would be, yes. I think I would agree with that. we talked about dominance and submission. Here's another one. Atonophilia.
You want me to see?
Yeah,
can I
sure.
see that, please?
I'm on absolutely.
Google this shit. Right,
but what it is
autonophilia.
Is that the baby one?
Yeah. Adults.
That's where adults want to be treated like a baby.
Yeah.
They want to be mommied. Oh, it's more than
they
just.
They want to wear a diaper and stuff. Yes. Yeah, I've seen this.
It's more than just, mm-hmm. you know, hey, daddy. It's more than
right,
that.
Right, right. Well, I've heard of it. I've seen it.
Yes. They want to be diaper changed. They want to be burped. They want to be pampered. They want to be fed. And they get their rocks off on it.
No, I've never seen it in person, Jay, but I've seen it. Yes, I've seen Pornhub, okay? There's stuff on there. You click on there and they show advertising for everything. Not that I clicked on it, that actual porn video. But yes.
No judgment here, Shane.
Yeah, no judgment, Ryan. Right.
I've seen it on Pornhub. There's foot fetishes, everything. You get on
that. And I know you've probably seen this on there. Urophilia. And that is a fancy name for piss play.
Ooh,
or the golden shower.
Oh yeah, I've seen
or it. The yeah. water sport.
The water sport.
That is there another name to say it. Yeah, we don't do that in our house either.
Well, what's the difference between? This is a whole different show. I can get off on, but I just want to bring it up. Squirting and pissing.
What's the difference?
Yeah, what's the difference?
Well, isn't that the same?
You can't. Nobody knows actually. They've been studying it.
I thought the
yes.
squirting was the orgasm of the female, but
it is, but it's not exactly it actually, like a piss, or is it not?
That's I don't know. I've never seen it.
So
I thought it was
biologically no, it's not all. Piss.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. I've seen some studies on it and read a little bit about it because you know it was curiosity, but yeah.
And her ex-girlfriend was a squirter.
Oh, she was not a squirter. She was a gusher. But, it got actually, it was fun at first, and then it got
gross.
It was nasty. But anyway, that's a whole different subject. We're off in that.
That's why you started doing her outside all the time.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Actually.
It is.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
It was more like the Yellowstone geyser.
<That's>
anyway.
Gross.
Whoa. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Shoot.
It was
okay.
fun at first, but yeah. It's
yeah,
not,
I can
it's
see that
being. It's okay.
No.
It's not.
That's gross. Okay. But, yeah. Wax play. Dripping wax on your partner.
Hot wax show.
Yes.
Whoa.
And it's nice.
That's an aphrodisiac now.
The
Bridget the Midget Hot Wax Show. I've been there, done that.
So the candle light can add ambiance to your setting, but once the candle burns a bit, just not recommended on the nipple because it can be very hot and it can blister. So,
and there are specific candles for that.
Oh, there is.
Yes, there are specific candles for
good
that.
Good to know. Thank you.
It was never yellow.
You're welcome. You're welcome. They are called, give me just a minute and I will think of the name.
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
It is not your regular burning candle.
Candle Company.
I bet they would have something at like Priscilla's or the Toy Box.
Uh-huh. By the way, we do have a Priscilla's chain down here. It's called
Joplin.
Yeah, Joplin. And, and
adult store.
Also in also Joplin, Adam and Eve.
Yes.
Ding, ding. Ding, ding. Sorry for playing.
No, yeah.
No Castle Boutique?
Huh?
No Castle Boutiques around?
No Castle Boutiques.
No, haven't heard of them.
Wow. Yeah. No.
So that's good
maybe
to know
maybe we can get a Glofo Denver coming.
Oh, to get one of those waxes with a light in it?
No.
Oh.
Come to Joplin.
Oh.
Glofo Denver.
That'd maybe be we awesome. Can. Oh, that would be awesome. Get a store up here.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying. Well, I know Marley wants to put one in Indiana. I know that because he buys a lot of stuff from Glofo. Anyway. So there's a plug for one of our sponsors. Vorophilia is actually a cannibal kink. They fantasize about eating someone more than just oral sex, eating someone, like literally eating.
I ate your liver with some fava beans.
Oh. So obviously nice this is not recommended. It is,
that's
you
a
know,
cultural thing.
Yeah.
Sure.
You can use it maybe as part of dirty talk, like, oh, I just want to eat you alive, you know, that kind of thing. But do not actually kill and eat someone. It's not going to turn out well. But I have heard of people that drink each other's blood and they actually are, I don't know if I don't want to call them a cult, but they actually go into feeling that it's like a vampirism type of thing. And
so
they like to
turn me on. Now you're turning me off. Come on.
Yeah, right.
No. Oh. I didn't know if you were really
nope. Pregnancy also is a fetish. It can include the intense feeling of trying to get someone pregnant.
Right.
But it also can be that you're attracted to someone that's pregnant and want to have sex with them, you know.
I think pregnant women are beautiful.
Oh, that's sweet.
Because they can actually produce life.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It's neat.
It doesn't, it kind of turns me on, but
yeah.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think they're beautiful.
Yeah. I think that probably one of the most
healthy. It's 9 months of free shots.
Right, exactly. If she's pregnant, yeah, who cares?
Right, she's already, yeah. Already
actually, well, I have another story about
and if
that,
she didn't have boobs by the end of the 9 months, she'll have boobs.
Yes,
right?
That's true. Very true.
Right?
I like boobs, small, big, large. I don't care.
Yeah,
it don't
just,
matter.
He's just boobs.
I like boobs.
Yeah, I like boobies.
They could be 90 years old, and you're like, just roll them on up.
Right.
They're still a booby. And age play. That can be a thing. Being if you called anybody baby or daddy or mama, you know, that's the type of thing that's involved in age play.
Right, right.
It is not if you're attracted to children. That is not age play.
But
that is pedophilia.
You know, there's women that have daddy issues that will
call their man daddy.
Daddy.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Yes. Daddy. Oh, yeah. Give it to me. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're Joe Dirt, it's not my sister. Not my sister.
I forgot about this one. This is the last one. Fetish electrostimulation.
Oh, goodness.
Using electricity for pleasure.
Like what? Those
They actually have a thing.
Here, let me hit some jumper cables to your toy. Nose ring and your tit ring.
And your trailer hit.
Yeah.
It's a very small shock, and it's called a violet wand.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. And it's mostly used in the submissive and dominant dynamic.
Okay.
Never so if you do something it. Bad,
that's a new one shocked. On me. Whoop, whoop. Hey, what'd you do over there?
I think it's a perfect time for
you
a commercial.
Flicked the lights.
I didn't flick the lights.
You did flick the lights.
Ooh. Uh-oh. Ooh. Like, oh, it's getting off into Monica. We're getting ready to get into some exhibition voyeurisms here.
Flicking the lights. Oh, go big poppy.
Ooh la la. I'm chicken baby. Ooh la la.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys are
what the
funny.
Hell's going on here? Hey, I tell you what. Let's have a little bit of a moose lights, and we'll be right back.
Speaking of boobies.
Oh.
Shot and crew at Banana Repair. Oh. Your right. Best friend.
Honey.
I'm sorry. I'm starting. There
okay.
This show brought to you by the awesome crew at Banana Repair. Your best friend on the Parks Highway. Now offering AMSOIL products and Interstate batteries. Oil changes from $99, full synthetic, up to 5 quarts. A flat got you down, need to deal with your wheels, the Nano Repairs got you covered. Forging the last frontier, need your vehicle to turn night into day? Moose lights, the Nano Repair has them and installs them. Because in Alaska, if you can't see them, you can't miss them. For vehicle care that's fast and fair, head on down to the Nano Repair. 304 Parks Highway, Nenana, Alaska. Give them a call at 907-832-5800 and tell them your friends at the Pulse sent you.
Thank you, thank you. Welcome back. So, how's everybody doing tonight? Let's see if that comes out. Bam.
Very good, thank you. I'm eating, I'm sorry.
I think we're gonna step into a little bit of positions, if you guys don't mind, and let's just talk about the most basic position in sexual play, and it's called the missionary, you know.
Missionary
style. Face to face. If anybody can't understand English out there, it's probably the most common. It's really not good for delivering pleasure to women and but I guess the website says it's not good for delivering pleasure to women. Some women do feel pleasure off of it. It stimulates the clit, but does not hit for deep penetration to the G-spot. So let me talk about the G-spot for a minute. Any of you men out there know where that's at?
No, I'm still waiting for the roadmap.
Yeah. It's a good diner. It's in the middle of nowhere, but you got to find it. Let me tell you how to hit the G-spot. I think the best way that I've learned and known that if you put a little pillow underneath their hips, behind their smaller the back, and raise their hips up, it will actually access where the G-spot's at. It's not your fault. You're not too long. You're not too short. It's actually located not very far in. Right. It's less than 2 inches. So, I mean, I think it's actually like smaller than that.
Well, we talked about it the other. It's
yeah,
like
we did.
2 to 3 inches in.
2 to 3 inches, yes.
And so, some girls' vaginal canal is shaped different or tilted differently.
Right.
And so sometimes it takes a little bit of effort to figure out what works best for that couple.
That couple.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, but the missionary was just, you know, that's the most common.
It is the most common.
Yes. Yeah.
My favorite is the cowgirl.
Ah, really?
Yes, it is.
Awesome.
Used to not be, but it is now. It allows for deep penetration, and sensations vary, but it also allows for clitoris stimulation during sex. Missionary doesn't, in my opinion. So what happens is the man is laying down and the woman gets on top of him. But it also can lead to the male being able to do extra nipple stimulation.
Right.
Also touching the stomach, mm-hmm. the sides, the hips. We talked about mm-hmm. those things last week. And it's up to the woman to decide whether to grind or bounce or make circles with using her hips.
Yeah.
She's in control.
Was the La Bamba?
Yeah.
Or the Elvis?
Yeah. There you go. This position is great for men with back issues.
That's awesome to know.
It is.
You should come on over more often.
So one of the other positions is called the modified missionary.
Modified missionary.
It's also known as, aka, the butterfly. So the woman is on her back.
Mm-hmm.
Her hips are to the edge of the bed.
Ah, there you go.
The man is standing. Uh-huh. And he penetrates while he's standing.
There you go.
So you really need to
have the right
height of bed, because
the tall guy, you're fucked. The short guy, I'm sorry. You're not going to get fucked either way if you're doing it that way.
It just depends on the height of the bed. Because our last bed, there was no penetration going to happen. That bed, we had to take a run and leap into that bed. It was a platform bed. And then I got a
19-inch mattress.
Yeah, it was horrible. Horrible decision.
Thank God that thing's gone.
Yes. Thank you to our daughter who took it. So, but the woman, so she has her legs and she puts them straight up. Right. So she's on her back to the edge of the bed and her legs are straight up, like on the chest of the man.
Yep.
And she could, if the height and the position works out, put her legs over his shoulders. And that helps tilt her hips.
Yes.
And so then they can do it that way. But obviously you have to be the right height and all of that. So that can be an issue. So then there's...
Holy... There you go, Tick. Thank you.
The seated scissors.
The seated scissors.
Yes. Hmm. And this is another one where she is in control the whole time. She decides the depth, the angle of penetration,
right,
and how much clitoris stimulation that she can handle.
Ah.
So the man lays flat on his back with his knees bent. She straddles him, facing away from him.
Okay.
With one leg to his side, or to the side of his hip.
Cowboy.
Well, one leg is to the side of his hip, and the other is between his legs. So she's basically got her butt on your thigh, kind of thing. Or her clit is like she could hold on to your other thigh.
Right.
So she's straddled you kind of cockeyed.
Huh.
I say she. I would straddle you kind of cockeyed. So it'd be like a cowgirl, but it's called seated scissors.
Ah. Welcome, Eric.
Hey, Eric. Standing up or doing it up against the wall looks great on film, but it's very physically challenging, and obviously you're facing each other.
You better be doing that yoga if you're going to be that stuff.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Exactly. The height of the partners is a consideration.
Yeah.
If it's possible, it can be exciting. But even just being pushed up against the wall to be kissed passionately is enough.
Right.
But actually doing it up against the wall, like I said, physically demanding.
Yeah, and one of our listeners says sex swing. I think that would be very, actually, I think it'd be handy.
I don't know if I've ever seen one.
We'd have to get a roof used on the patio for it.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know. You know, we live over here with the rain dripping in on us all the time on the patio.
I can't even picture what one looks like to know what position you could do in it. Because when I think of a swing. We watched
the 50 Shades of Grey. There's one in the corner.
We've seen the first one. We've never gone to the second or third. Yeah. Is there three? Yeah.
Adjustable office chairs work great too.
Oh?
Yeah, that's true.
That I could see the. The scissors or the cowgirl working really well in that situation. Right. So there's a thing called reveal the clitoris.
Ah.
You form a V with your index and your middle fingers. Mm,
that's an old school trick.
Really?
Yeah, that's in that same book.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
You point the fingers down. You press the V between the lips of the vagina and with each finger to each side of the clit.
Mm-hmm.
Then you pull up and release the clitoris from the clitoral head hood. And then it's all available. And there it is.
Yep.
Same high school.
Yep. Same high school. Exactly.
I guess I've just never been anywhere. I just didn't know about that.
That's where you learn. The same book hidden underneath the same place in the library.
Look at Dick. She just talked about the sofa at the hotel Scott was in.
Right?
in Vegas.
I have good memory. Yeah. I have good memory. Right? I'm always paying attention to I'm writing my notes while Shane and Lucky are paying attention.
Right?
We got Scott's humper couch in Vegas. Right.
That's perfect.
Right?
That's funny. Of course, there's doggy style.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you're, the receiving person is on their hands and knees, and the penetrating is penetrating from the back.
Right.
It's, I guess, good for anal as well, but,
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
Whatever you float your boat,
do. Right. You do what makes you happy.
Yeah.
Speaking of happy, there's one called Happy Scissors.
Happy Scissors?
Yeah. You start missionary, and then she raises her legs, and he has one in each hand.
Mm-hmm.
You spread her legs further apart.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
like a starfish?
Kind of, but don't hurt her. Don't.
No, no.
You a lot of women cannot do the splits.
It's not a wishbone. It's not a wishbone.
No, yeah.
No, no, no.
So just, you could spread them apart, or you could hold them together. You could put one up, one down. The options are endless.
Exactly.
Yes. And then there's one from the side. The woman's on her back, and the man is on his side. One of her legs is over his chest. Towards his shoulder, and then the other leg is underneath one of his legs, and it's kind of this whole legs tied in together, but basically he's on his side, she's on her back, she can hang on to him, or she could put her hand against the headboard in order to get deeper penetration.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. So is anybody else willing to share any positions that they've tried or they like?
Something different.
Or that's different than what we just talked about?
Boom, boom, boom. Like, boom, boom, boom. Let's
boom,
go up to
boom, boom, boom.
Okay,
boom.
Did anybody recognize that song? Brett, come on now. Let me hear it. Did you hear that? Have you ever heard that song before?
I have, and I can't remember who did it in the name of it. Wasn't it Come to Me or something like that? And I can't remember.
It was a one-hit wonder, of course. Yeah. And I don't know if anybody caught that in the middle of the first of the show there. But yeah, it's called, let me get back down to it here. It's called Boom Boom. And it's by Paul Lakias. So it was a one-hit wonder. But
yeah,
that was kind of like the back in the 1990, I believe.
So, early 90s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The first time I heard that was with my oldest son's mother, and we just was starting dating. It was actually the night she got pregnant, but yeah, whatever.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, a couple weeks after we started it. Yeah, anyway. Oh,
Scott put the boom boom Scott. Head in.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
There.
How funny. That is too funny.
Did we talk about one more thing? Mm. What was that?
Rum Springa.
Oh, yeah. The Rum Springa.
Yeah. That is actually a rite of passage.
Yeah. Oh, it's a rite of passage?
It is.
The Amish culture?
Yes, yeah, it is.
It was brought up that Tick brought this up the last show, so I want to bring it back up here, I think. But we talked in the Amish culture called Rum Springa. And it's for running around.
Yeah, so what Rum Springa means.
Yeah,
is it's running a around rite of in passage. Pennsylvania so, Dutch
yeah.
language.
Yep. Yeah. So during this period, adolescents are allowed to explore the outside world and make their decision on whether to be baptized in an Amish church or leave the community for more of a modern lifestyle. So breaking all ties in the Amish world and
yeah, if they decide to go into the modern,
because if
yeah.
they go, they're gone.
Yeah, right. They're excommunicated. So even their parents can't talk to them.
It's an essential process in the journey towards the informed adult commitment to Amish faith. Well, during this time, of course, anything goes, right?
Yes.
But anyway, in this community, there's a thing called docking. Okay, and what docking is, the Amish cannot.
Enjoy
or make any motion while they're having sex until they're actually married.
Right.
But they can penetrate their
partner,
girlfriend,
yeah,
or whatever. It's, well, in the Amish community, it's just strictly girlfriend because, let's be honest, I mean, you know, that's what it is. So, but they can't make any motion. To enjoy themselves.
They can penetrate,
but
that's it.
They can call their buddy in to come jump on this damn bed and make the motions of moving up and down until they have their climax. So yeah,
docking.
It's called docking. There you go.
Way there past go, wait just
the shakers.
Yeah, the shakers.
But see, that's very interesting because that's not only you're shaking the, you know, but then you got to see. So that, yeah, you know, right. that's another job, you know. So it's not only shaking, but then you got to see the, and that's what I was confused. I was like, okay, so if they're going to see or they're going to, what else they can,
so
they have the cover
hole,
to
they
eyes?
They pull a sheet over them or something. They probably
yeah, I think they cover their eyes, you know, because it's not. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just shaking, but they're not supposed to see because they're going to stop shaking, you know. So they stop shaking.
keep going. Jump, asshole. Oh, brother.
Jebediah, get in here.
I think they need one of those vibrating beds from Motel 6.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, put the quarter in. Uh-huh. I've never been on one of those ever in my entire life. Never been on one of those that you put
the magic fingers ooh. Bed. And you drop the quarter in.
You've never slept on one?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I've done the water
well,
bed,
of course,
but not.
Okay, of course, Route 66 is right down the road.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's not too far.
Right.
But they still had hotels along here
mm-hmm.
that had the bed with the quarters.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and
never
it,
been on
it
one.
Really, the mattresses sucked. And
oh,
stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
sure.
It wasn't written by the hour, but that they actually had them. I've stayed in one. You put the quarter in, turn the knob, it shakes you for whatever, 7-8 minutes, and then it's done. It's not nothing sexual about it. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, springs were poking in your back. I felt like the guy off the
smoke's coming out of it. Right.
It's like a 4-inch like mattress with an 8-inch right? spring set in it. You know? Right?
Don't even eat before that. Don't even eat nothing.
You're like, how many people have been on this thing?
Yeah. Because I think they could only accept like one kind of mattress in it. Yeah. It wasn't.
Hello, Mike Leon. Welcome.
Hey, Mike. What's going on, buddy? Voices of Misery, welcome to the room. Probably gone by now.
Probably.
But
yeah, so that's funny. And there was a couple rites of passage that I wanted to mention just because of where some of our listeners are from.
Right.
So there was one, and this really isn't a sexual thing, but it was just funny. So in Western European cultures, there's a thing called breaching. And it's a significant rite of passage for boys between the ages of 4 and 8. And this custom signified that boys were ready to don trousers and breeches, which I'm presuming is shorts.
Okay.
Rather than gowns and dresses worn by both sexes in infancy.
Right.
This change of clothing symbolized the boys' progression towards adulthood and their readiness for more masculine responsibilities.
Exactly.
I just thought that was kind of funny. And then the last one I wanted to mention is with the indigenous Australian culture.
Mm-hmm.
A rite of passage is called the walkabout. And a boy lives in the wilderness alone up to 6 months, testing his survival skills. This represents spiritual journey and a self-sufficient survival experience. I don't know what happens if they don't do well.
Right.
I've thought about that since I read that. And I'm like, does anybody go out after them? What if they don't survive? I guess that's part of the challenge, but. I just
Scott's like, who's wearing pants?
Scott doesn't wear pants. That's funny. So when we were doing research, you had mentioned the shotgun wedding.
Yes.
So typically the shotgun wedding, and what my vision is like this like man, like the father with a shotgun.
Right.
Forcing the man to marry his pregnant daughter.
Right.
And if he was going to leave that church or whatever, he was going to shoot him. That's what I envision a shotgun wedding being.
You was watching Bugs Bunny.
Yes.
Pie or something.
It does have to do with response to pregnancy and most cultures. So I just thought that was kind of funny. And that's all the research part I had. So now we're just open to talk.
Almost shotgun wedding? I thought we had one.
Oh, well, we have some. You want to read it?
Yeah, I do. Actually, okay. I want to go a little bit, just about another 3 minutes here, and then we're going to get off.
Oh.
Huh? Yeah. The shotgun wedding, let's see here. There it is. I was wanting to talk about it in Europe. And, which one was it? Oh. Middle East. Yeah. Premarital sex relations remain taboo across the social strata. But throughout the Arab world, in most cases, fornication is illegal, and even after a criminal offense under Sharia law. So, yeah. Let's talk about this just for a second. Yeah. Overseas people. I'm sorry. You can't have fornicated sex before marriage.
Have sex before marriage.
Yeah. Anyway.
But I bet they do.
I feel sad for them people. That's why I want to mention it. Yeah. But here we go. We're going to roll the show out. And I'm going to put on some background music here. Bam. This is for you, Brett. Let me know if you know this. Hey, this show is 62 Old Patio, brought to you by The Pulse. Please like and follow and download and join our fan club. You can email us at 620patio@gmail.com. Comments and requests are welcome. Yes. Let's speak about it. We're going to do that request show next week.
Yes, we are.
Requested by the old man.
Yes. It was a request show. We're trying to do one each month. And this month we're going to do a request from the old man about partnerships and how partners can grow together, stay happy together, and that kind of thing. So we want to do that as a request. So if you have a request, please email us.
Yep. Or put it in the comments.
Or let us know on a show that we happen to be on, and we'll do anything. Well, we'll do anything. No. we'll talk about any topic. So
right.
Nothing's off limits.
Our sponsors out there, you know, Clear Sky Lodge, New Mana Train Depot, New Mana Repair, Glow Flow Denver, and My Pillow. Countries, United States, we talked about earlier. And coming up tonight is the Pulse Variety Show.
Yes.
Don't forget, at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. That will be 10:30
Eastern.
And we're going to talk about, let's see, Outside Normal probably coming up after that. And then in the morning, the Old Man's Podcast. And I don't want to forget to mention out there the Wrong Kind of Podcast, one of Southeast Kansas's great podcasts.
Yeah.
Don't forget to check them out. That's WKOP. And don't forget to be on the lookout there for Toys, Tools and Things.
Yes.
On Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we will also be seeing you guys around the bean. Watch out for shows out there, such as from Scott, maybe Short Pants Robert, out there outside of Oz and Shelby and Sue. And remember out there, if you must smoke, smoke a salmon. Be careful out there, people.
Thank you all. We love you all.
Thanks for coming to our show, and we will have a good night.